okay, all my married people, go back to like 3 weeks before your wedding. And just imagine all of a sudden your fiance came to you and said, this issue is big enough, in my opinion, to cancel the whole thing. Like, what would that issue have to be? I would say infidelity for sure, right? But this, is it worth it? Let's find out today with Ask My Mom. Welcome to the show. Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Oh, here we are, another episode. So happy to have you here. If you're brand new to our show, so happy. Thanks for checking it out. For those that have been here for maybe a month or 2 months or now a year, 13 months, awesome. Thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate you. Got three principles on this podcast. We live, we laugh, we love my mom. We live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot. And we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
I got a bone to pick with Drake again today. And if you have listened to this podcast a long time, then you probably know that at one point I was pretty suspicious that Drake was copying our podcast. A couple different people. Addison Rae, TikTok star, came out with a podcast with her mom shortly after we did called Mama Knows Best. And I was like, that's peculiar.
Then still around?
I don't know. I'm not sure if it is or not. Then after that, it gets followed up with Drake announces he's coming out with an album, which is called Certified Lover Boy. And I'm like, that's very similar to our podcast, you know.
Yes, everybody wants a certification.
But it'd be weird. It's weird, right? You have to admit, like, certified lover boy, like, what does that even mean? It's the same as like certified mama's boy. I don't really know what it means. I just like the sound of it. But like, you never heard certified anything boy before. Like, you never heard that combination before. Like, and mama's boy is much more popular than lover boy. So I don't know. It was bizarre, right?
Yes.
So you can imagine my suspicion today when I find out that Drake is also teaming up with Nike and he's coming out with a new pair of shoes. And on the sole of the shoe, right down the bottom on like the left-hand side, I'll be damned if that shoe does not say love you forever on it. I joke with you not that now Drake has not only come out with certified lover boy, but he is now selling merch that says love you forever on it.
Oh my God. So, what shall we do? Get an attorney.
Like, tell me I'm wrong. Like, tell me that I'm wrong on this. I don't know if there's anybody listening that knows law at all, but tell me that I don't have some kind of lawsuit here. Because, okay, one is one thing. And I understand it's like, it's different, but it's the same.
Yes.
But like, to take, and I understand that love you forever is not like, not exclusive.
No,
I mean,
we don't have a patent on it.
No patent on it. It's not really technically ours. Mm-hmm. But when you put the two together, you got to admit, it's a little bizarre that these two are so similar.
So similar.
Like, so painfully similar. You know what I mean? Am I wrong?
A certified fan, is he?
I don't know. He's obviously listening. I don't know what he's going to do next, you know? Like, it's just, I don't know. That really hit me as like, what? Super bizarre that like,
that's
now,
so wild.
Love You Forever shoes are coming out.
He's going to have a music video with his mom.
He might. I mean, seriously, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do next, but I'm waiting. It's just, it's really been really bizarre to watch from
that's crazy.
From the sidelines over here, that's for sure.
So crazy.
Thank you, by the way, to everybody that reached out yesterday's episode. I was talking about my my rendezvous with a girl that I used to date. So one thing I love about this community that I'll keep this podcast going forever is because we just literally support each other through everything. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's a really, really cool community like that. And I do want to invite you, if you haven't listened yet, to go listen to episode number 40 of Kramer and Jess Uncensored. And we have Leah, our therapist friend that comes out on Monday, came on the Uncensored podcast. And we talked it out for probably 20 minutes, 30 minutes, something like that. So just a little bit more in depth and to have her professional opinion on where it's at. So if you haven't already, take your way over to go listen to episode number 40 of the certified, I'm sorry, of Kramer and Jess Uncensored. So go check that out. You know what's funny about hitting the 40th podcast of Kramer and Jess Uncensored to me?
What's that?
I mean, number one, it's been a year. This time a year ago was when I was sneaking out here to Baltimore to see if I wanted to live here, which is crazy, right? Like it was a year ago, which, wow, fastest year ever, except for February. Just flew by 1 year.
Yes.
But something that's really gratifying that I think about a lot is that we had a lot of naysayers about us working together too.
Yes.
We had a couple people that were kind of working against us.
Yes.
And that basically had told us like, you guys are going to get fired in like 6 months. You're going to be basically begging for your job back over here, you know, or you're going to be looking for work again 6 months later because it's just not going to work. And I think about that a lot. I don't know if I've ever told that story on this podcast or not, but I think about that a lot. And I joke on the Uncensored podcast, and you'll hear if you listen to the Uncensored podcast, like I'll joke about it because I'll always be like, Jess, you know, they always told us we're never going to make it to episode, whatever number we happen to be. But it's kind of true. Like we were the people that we considered to be in our corner, all of a sudden turned against us and was really surprised, saying that, yeah, like you ain't going to make it. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. So today, actually yesterday, we celebrated our third month in sixth place, which
not where
we want to be yet. I mean, we're not like at the top of the mountain yet, but, when we got here, we're in 17th place.
There you go.
And so I don't know. You know, you talk about little victories, which we'll celebrate, of course, tomorrow. I got a great little victory for tomorrow, man. Ooh, I feel so good about this one. I wish we could do them every day. But anyway, I just think about like the things people can say to you sometimes, you know, and how you can let that get in your head. And that really messed with us, you know, to have some people that you care about really not saying great things.
Right.
I mean, it's tough. It's almost like you just want to work so hard to prove them wrong almost.
And people that had supported you in the past.
Yeah.
That you considered good friends that would be honest and tell you the truth. That's hurtful. It's
crazy. So here we are. We're 40 episodes in of that podcast and almost a year's worth of work. I think a year comes up at the end, like September 14th, I think we've been here for a year. So anyway, just feeling grateful for that. Funny to look back and kind of reflect on where you've been. We ran out of time yesterday. I told you I was going to tell you a really quick story about the first girl, and then I went on for like 25 minutes. So sorry. We didn't get a chance to get to Mom Tent yesterday. Mom Tent is something that we do once a week, typically on Wednesdays. And my mom, when we first started the show, she was like, you know, I want to help. And I was like, okay, Mom, all you gotta do is like talk about your life. And she's like, okay, well, I found these 40 blog posts we can talk about. And I was like, that's not really what I asked for, Mom.
My life's just not that interesting.
It's not really what I asked for, but it's fine. So what we do is once a week is my mom will bring content, any content she wants to our podcast. And now, ladies and gentlemen, another episode of Mom Tent.
Oh, jeez. Well, it turns out that you may have Kiki to be your instructor on love. This is a blog post by Allie Hall.
Wait, let me tell you something about Kiki really quick before we start giving her too much credit during this segment. I told this story on the radio show today. I don't think I shared it on the podcast yet. I'll be damned if this dog. Did I tell you that she peed on my friend's couch on the podcast? I don't think I did. Did I?
No.
Oh my God.
You tell me, but you didn't talk about
it. Oh my God. So before we start, like, oh, Kiki's so cute and she's the best. I don't know what happened, but I kind of left Kiki in one spot in San Diego because I didn't really want to like, I was kind of bouncing around like friend's house to friend's house, but I kind of left her be at one friend's house. And so first day or second day, I get a text from this friend and she's like, hey, I can't be sure, but I'm pretty sure your dog peed on the couch. I'm like, there's no chance that happened.
Like, because she'd never done that before.
She never peed on a couch. I got a couch sitting right here, perfectly good couch. Never peed on it. Right. You know? Never, not one time. So I'm like, there's not, no, that's not what happened. Like, that can't be. situation. And she was like, no, I'm pretty sure it's exactly what happened. And she sent me a picture of it. And I was like, like, what else would that be? Like,
God.
Like she was, Kiki was the only person there. So, yeah, let's just realize that, Kiki's cute, but let's not give her too much credit. There's also poop on my rug right now. I got to clean up. So before we get into a feel good segment about dogs, we're going to shame her. And then we can get back into the feel good segment of it. Okay.
Well, we're not going to talk about their toilet habits.
Okay. Fair.
This says, Allie Hall says that dogs have love figured out, that we humans overcomplicate it. And, you know, how do we know if a new love has the longevity or if it'll be short lived? And how do we know we're falling for the right person? And she says, love needn't be so hard. And she said, just no, there's no quick question. Just be yourself, open and honest.
Okay.
But that all seems easier.
Can you sit closer to the mic too, Mom?
Yes.
Thank you.
But she says, dogs have the right idea. They don't play games or hide their true feelings.
It's true.
They are unafraid to lavish us with affection.
Mm-hmm, all the time.
They don't care about superficial factors we often preoccupy ourselves with.
It's true.
And we can learn from their examples. And hopefully we can find a partner who will treat us like a dog's and we can reciprocate. She also says that dogs love you for your authentic self.
That's true.
Everything about you, unconditionally. Doesn't care what you look like. No interest whether you wear makeup, shave, or style your hair.
Well, it's true. Like, for example, if I peed on the couch, Kiki wouldn't be bothered.
That's right. Exactly. She would just go on loving you, right?
But I'm over here freaking out about it. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's true.
But your dog just keeps looking into your eyes, into your soul, and he adores you.
It's true.
He adores you for you. Not for who you may pretend to be or should be. Not for how much money you have. He adores you for you, exactly as you are. And he will never ask you to change.
I should
say she in your case. Also, dogs are loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Your dog chooses you every single day. She'll never stray from you. She'll never cheat on you or seek someone else.
No.
To hint to her.
I don't know. You ever had that you ever feel like your dog has kind of betrayed you a little bit? Like, I feel like sometimes, like a couple different examples. Number one, you're like come home and you feel like you're closer with your dog, but then they go to your spouse first and you're like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Seems a little dirty, but all right.
Yeah.
Or like when you're out and like your dog is so excited about seeing somebody else other than you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I walk in the door, Kiki like pops her head up, whatever. I take her for a walk. She's so happy to see like every other human. Like so happy. Just pet me. I'm like, all right. It feels a little disloyal. But
that's okay.
This is why I have trust issues.
Dogs need friends too.
Yeah,
right?
But you know, if I'm like the one, I've always felt weird about that. My expectation when I come home from a trip is so high that Kiki's going to be so excited to see me, you know, like, because I'm excited to see her. Like, why wouldn't she be excited to see me? That's what I'm like, what? I don't get it. I totally don't get it here. So on the flip side, then I walk in and she's like, you know, even like the mediocrest. And Wiggy, my other Chihuahua who passed away right before my ex-wife left, she was so, she could really turn it on, you know, like her excitement level. Like she was a Chihuahua that would like get up on her hind feet, you know what I mean? And like dance around and all that kind of stuff.
So
if she didn't do that when I got home, I'd be like, well, that's really disappointing. I know where your excitement level can be. Like if I go in, like pull like a rusty bag out of the cabinet, you get level 10. But like I come home from a trip for a week and they're just like, oh, hey, what's up? You know, like, it's not good.
That's right. They'll always accept you and forgive you.
Yeah.
They'll accept all your misgivings and shortfalls. He won't try to move you, change you, or fade you. He accepts everything about you. And those bad days, the times we know we aren't proud of our behavior, feelings of guilt, embarrassment, or shame, well, your dog will never hold you prisoners for these. He will forgive you instantly.
Yep. So true.
Let's learn to let our acceptance flow. There's no place for a grudge in a happy relationship. And if you remain in the past and fail to forgive, you risk losing your future together altogether.
Yep.
Live your relationship in the here and now. And then last but not least, empathy. Dogs show empathy. You have probably already experienced this. I know you have. This study found dogs not only react to distress noises made by their owners, but they often seek to provide them. They actually try and comfort their owners. The dog provides comfort through eye contact and physical contact, and they don't try to solve your problems or come up with solutions. They're just there for you to listen, to love you, and let you be you. No judgment, just simply listen. So
that's what I think about. So two things when it comes to dogs that I, number one, if you're listening in San Diego, there's nothing more than I used to love when I was having a bad day than going to over to Dog Beach in Ocean Beach.
Yeah.
And Dog Beach is basically, it's just that, and it's a dog beach, right? Mm-hmm. But it's big. It's like a big dog beach. And like everybody takes their dogs out there. It's probably hundreds of dogs at one time. And so when I was having like really bad depressed days, what it did was it just like you walk around these creatures that are just like so much in the moment, you know, they're not thinking about, oh, what about this or what about that? Or they're literally just so freaking happy to be
in the moment.
Yeah. Just running around having fun, you know, like that's it's really fun. It's like really fun to see that. So I love doing that. It was a great like little like mini meditation. And I recommend that to you if you're ever having like a rough day and you're over in San Diego. And I'm sure dog park's the same way, you know, any kind of dog park.
Yes.
They're just so freaking happy. They just want to be right there. But you know, I also work with a bunch of dog rescues. That's kind of been what I've been doing for the last 5-6 years now.
Yeah, I love that.
And what really like just by talking about this and talking about how dogs are so forgiving and everything else. What's so crazy to me is that how many dogs have like PTSD from their previous situations, you know, because dogs really are so resilient and so forgiving. And what blows my mind is like, how bad must their situation have been to like be in the state of mind they're in, you know, like it really makes me feel so sad because I mean, you think about it. Like your dog really does bounce back from just about everything.
Yes.
You see dogs with damn three legs and they're fine. You know, you see a dog with an ear missing and they're fine. Like eyeball missing, it's just whatever. They're so friggin' resilient. So it makes me, that's always what would make me the most sad is like how terrible must your situation have been that you have PTSD from your previous living situation, you know?
Yes.
Always makes me so sad, so.
Me too.
Yep.
So don't settle for anyone who doesn't treat you like your dog.
Yep.
And if
Absolutely.
You have someone that does, hang on to them.
That's right. All right, let's get to our quote for today, Mom.
Okay, it's from Eckhart Tolle, and it's about dogs.
How convenient.
From Eckhart Tolle. You know we love him.
Mm-hmm.
When the dog looks at you, the dog is not thinking what kind of a person you are. The dog is not judging you. See? Unconditional love. Eckhart Tolle knows that too.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. That's one thing that like you're trying to like digest right now, right? Is like finding, I'm in that weird place of my life. I don't know if it's weird, but it is what it is. It's good. It's good, but it's weird. It's like, when you stop needing to be with someone, then you can really make a really valid. I used to always look at my old co-host Gina like that. Like she was single for a long time. She was single for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I could never understand that. I was always like, why? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, what's the issue? But she always just kept saying like, I'm just so okay with like being alone that like, it's gotta be somebody that really, really good to like make me want to like be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I never quite understood that. I'm like, wow, aren't you searching for one? But like, I just, the need, we put such a high need on being in a relationship in this country. I mean, maybe all country, I don't know, but we just do, you know, like, it's just the way you got to be in a relationship. You got to be in a relationship.
But the best partners are the ones who are okay with themselves.
Yeah. That's what I'm learning.
And can live without one.
that's what I'm learning right now is like, yes. I don't even know. I don't think I'm even honestly ready right now. Mm-hmm. The more I like explore this stuff, you know, like mm-hmm. the more I like kind of dive into it, I'm like, mm-hmm. man, like you really got to be like being in a relationship is easy. Okay. Right. Now listen, hang on. Being in a relationship is easy.
Hear this.
No, it is. You can find a person and go be in a relationship. That's not the hard part. The hard part is being in a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
You can eat like, for example,
I could, relationship.
Yeah. I could be in a relationship right now if I wanted to be, you know what I mean? Sure. Like I could be in one, you know, it's not like it's not really that hard in 2021. Everyone's like, oh, it's so hard to date. I mean, no, it's not really, it's actually probably easier than ever to date, to be honest with you.
Yes.
But it's hard. People say it's hard because everyone is just going from one thing to another, to another, to another. And no, they have the ease to pop into another one. Mm-hmm. If they want to. That's mm-hmm. that's why I say it's almost too easy to date right now.
Yes.
Dating isn't the easy part. The easy part is, I'm sorry, dating is the easy part. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, you know, relationships are easy. If you want to be in one, I guarantee I could be in a relationship by the end of this podcast if I wanted to be in one. Mm-hmm. You know, like it could go that fast. But you really got, like, when you're my age, you know, 38, and you've done it once, and you're just kind of like, man, I really just need to, you know, I really just want to get this right. I really just want to like really explore all of this. Mm-hmm. And I'm really honestly kind of thankful that the situations that I've been in, as much as I, you know, I have these weird feelings about the first girl and even some of the girls I've dated since then, you know, about like, oh, maybe they're the one, blah, 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 blah. Well, if they're the one, they're going to be there, you know, right. Like they're going to be exactly. There. And like, I'm just kind of thankful that I am allowing myself the time. And trust me, it's hard some days. Some days it's hard. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be honest, yeah. You know, like sometimes I do wonder, like, should I just like this woman's great. You know, Miss California, we'll use her as an example right here. Just mm-hmm. She's the most known on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Like, should I have just, you know, or whatever. But I got to make sure it's right. You know, I got to make sure it's right. I got to make sure they look at me right and I look at them right and that we're right together. And I just don't want to cut any corners. Now, if we're still sitting here in like 5 years and I'm like, I don't know, y'all, I just can't cut any corners. Like maybe it's time to cut a few corners back a little bit, maybe make it rounded edges instead of square. Mm-hmm. But that's where I stand today with it. That's a good quote.
Just find someone that loves you like Kiki does and that you can love in return the way you love Kiki.
And doesn't pee on your couch. But honestly, that's the kind of like relationship you should have. I mean, you're right. I mean, like you should be like, for example, if I was dating somebody that peed on my couch, uh-huh. I should love them so much
uh-huh.
that I'm like, it's fine.
Uh-huh.
Right. But I can't imagine that going that way.
Yeah.
That'd be really weird.
Well, the good news would be that a human could clean up their mess.
That's true. Be a little easier.
A dog can't.
Be a little easier. That's a good point. Okay. All right. We're going to get to Ask My Mom, a brand new Ask My Mom here in just a couple of seconds. And like, is it worth canceling a wedding 3 weeks before? 3 weeks, y'all. We're like down to crunch time. And is it worth canceling over this? We'll get to it here in a couple seconds. Last week, for me to harass you about trying Bubs, I saw somebody, who was it, on the Certified Fans page. It was like, hey, is Bubs really that good? I'm thinking about trying it. I know Eileen popped in there too and said, I'm thinking about trying it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do your research. Ask other people on the Certified Fans page that have tried it, because I've seen a lot of great success stories, and we've got some in our family too. I've loved collagen before Bubs. I was a big fan of it. Bubs really is the most concentrated collagen on the market. And today we'll focus on MCT oil though. So they sell collagen and MCT oil. MCT oil powder is, I mean, you may remember the bulletproof coffee craze of like maybe 5 years ago, where you took like a stick of butter and some oil and you put in your coffee is weird. Well, I mean, the results were great, but the problem was it was so messy. But now Bubs has that in powder form and you get the same great results for mental clarity and focus. You get energy, sustainable energy, gut health. It's really, I mean, it really, because like coffee, here's the problem with coffee. Coffee by itself is like, you know, you get your burst of energy and then it's over, right? But when you use Bubs, when MCT oil powder, it kind of, it gives you the up, but then it stays up. And that's the cool thing about it. And even when drinking coffee, that's fine. We saw people putting in their smoothies and everything else. I think it's really going to benefit you. The MCT oil powder and the collagen from Bubs. And we're, like I said, we're going to go, their time is running out with Certified Mama's Boy. So if you been thinking about Bubs, if you have maybe used it before and it's time to re-up, or maybe you got like an extra week right now. I don't need any right now, but if you could re-up right now using our coupon code, that'd be awesome. So it is bubsnaturals.com. Promo code is Kramer, and you get 20% off your purchase. So it's a win-win for both of us. You get a discount, helps the podcast. Bubs is doing their Bubs thing over here. bubsnaturals.com. Bubsnaturals.com. Coupon code is Kramer. Also, today is a big day because I'm starting back with BetterHelp today, and I'm excited about that. Obviously, there's kind of a lot brewing behind the scenes, and San Diego kind of like shook up a lot of stuff for me. I'm happy to hop back in my first session. Been probably, 2 months since I've been in? Maybe took two mm-hmm. months off. Mm-hmm. Bubs Naturals is, I'm sorry, not Bubs Naturals. BetterHelp is online therapy and counseling that you do from your home. And what's really cool, because you're like, well, I don't know. I mean, like, how can I get it done? There's not a therapist there. It's really cool because you meet over video chat. I've done both the video chat and I've done the phone calls, and both of them, honestly, great. If you don't want, if you feel awkward looking at a therapist in the eye, that's fine. You can do a phone call. If you just want to message your therapist all the time instead, you got that. You got access to your therapist 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I can promise you, like when you're going through a crisis, oh, that is a tool to have. That is a great tool to have. I love BetterHelp. I'd recommend BetterHelp if I didn't pay me for it in this commercial. So anxiety, depression, stress, relationship, any of those things you're dealing with mental health, you know, hope you'll go check out BetterHelp.com. 10% off your first month by going to BetterHelp.com/Kramer. BetterHelp.com/Kramer. They've been a long-term advertiser on this podcast. And the reason they are is because so many people use them on this podcast. And you don't have to share your story with me, but if you want to, you know, you want to share your experience with me, I'd love to hear it, be able to share it with everybody else, maybe considering therapy, because it really is great. And I think the easiest way to do it, BetterHelp.com/Kramer. All right, ask my mom in a couple seconds before we do. Hello, certified fans. How are you? So good to see you.
Yeah, certified fans.
Yeah, we're so thankful for you guys, man. Certified fans are people that can donate a couple bucks a month, $5 a month, and just it supports the podcast. And we use all that money. By the way, 100% of certified fan money goes back into the podcast. We don't pocket it or anything. It's not like we're not getting rich off this podcast.
Doesn't
that's for
pay
sure.
His mom.
I don't pay mom. No money coming out for mom. So. It's for sure not going there, she can tell you. But where it goes is it goes back into the podcast. It's surprisingly expensive to run a podcast. You wouldn't think it would be, but it is. And so we just say, hey, can everybody just chip in a few bucks a month, and then we can just keep this thing going and growing. So just text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. And when you do, you get all kind of perks, discounts in the merch store, and blah, blah, blah. New merch is coming soon, I promise. I'm just stuck on a design right now. I'm stuck, but I'm going to talk about it in the Certified Fans page this weekend. We're going to talk about it because Certified Fans actually get to pick out the new merch, too, what we're going to do. So, okay. So let's
how about some sneakers that say love you forever?
Lord, I'm so mad about that. You know how much those probably cost, too? They're probably $200. I'm like, they're making, $180
off
that.
Truly, it is wild. Crazy.
All right, spin the wheel. When we have a new certified fan, we dedicate the show to them and give them a whoop whoop on the podcast. And when we don't, we go back and we thank someone who's been here before, been here for a while. 281 is today.
Okay.
And we go all the way down to 281. And that is going to be Nicole L. Nicole L. from Chandler, Arizona. Nicole L. Man, we appreciate you so much, Nicole L. You've been a certified fan for about a year now. Actually, a year to today. How about that?
Oh, wow.
Or yesterday, technically. Okay. So thank you so much. Very well deserved. And we are so thankful to have you as part of our fan fam.
Yes.
So to you, this episode is dedicated to you. And here is your whoop whoop.
Yes. Whoop whoop to Nicole. Thank you so much.
Text the word fans to 888-Kramer-8, and we would love to have you as a part of our certified fan fam, right? Certified fan fam. Yeah,
that's
there it is. And just thank you, everybody, for the support of the podcast. All right, Ask My Mom. Twice a week we do this, and I'm getting kind of low, actually, on messages now. So if you have a dilemma and you want to run it past the podcast family, and my mom, obviously, because she's got some good wisdom. She's been alive now for 68 years. almost 69 years. How about that, Mom?
Almost. Almost. Scary.
Yeah. You can always email me thatguykramer@gmail.com and we'll get you, we'll get your situation on the air and kind of chat it out. And then you listening to this podcast, you got some advice, 888-Kramer-8. All right, Mom, let's do it.
My fiance and I are to be married in 3 weeks. It's a huge wedding and really expensive. Friends and family are coming from far away, including foreign countries. It's a big deal. Monday, my soon-to-be wife told me she didn't want one of my friends to be in the wedding party. Mm-hmm. He's one of my best friends, but happens to be the brother of my ex-girlfriend. My ex isn't going to be at the wedding, so I don't know why it's such a big deal. My fiance says that when she sees my friend, it reminds her of me. It reminds her of me and my ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And she says this is her day and she will not allow it. She finally compromised and said he can come to the wedding but cannot stand up for me. He's been planning to be my best man for months. He's already bought his plane ticket, reserved his hotel, and planned the bachelor party. What should I do? I really want him as my best man, but I also don't want to fight with my fiance. But the more I thought about it, the more I think this may be a bad sign for our marriage. Should I be thinking about canceling or postponing the whole thing? Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear.
Well, what do you think, Mom?
I would wonder, first of all, why this is just coming up now.
Well, yeah, that's a great question.
3 weeks before. I mean, well, obviously.
To be fair. Mm-hmm. We have someone that in our family that is constantly in wedding planning mode for some reason. Mm-hmm. It gets as you get closer, things get a little more sensitive, as we've seen. You know what I mean, though? Like, so, I mean, I try not to judge anybody like 60 days out from their wedding because it's just like there's a lot going on. Yeah, a lot going on. So, yeah. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that there is some real insecurity on the part of your fiance if she's still concerned about your ex-girlfriend. And, you know, I might address that with her. I certainly would hope that this wouldn't be enough to make you think about canceling or postponing the whole thing, because if it would, then there are probably deeper problems that need to be resolved more than just this one. But, I think I would stand my ground and have my guy there and, you know, tell her she needs to work through her insecurities.
Yeah.
I mean, if this were Maggie talking to me about John's best man, I would be telling her that she needs to work on her insecurities, that it's not about John and it's not about his best man. It's something in her.
That's true.
That she needs to work on.
No, but I wonder if she would accept that. Let me see if I can actually call her. She may be an appropriate person to have on the podcast right now. New free. Because I don't know if that's like, I can't imagine as the my ex-wife wasn't that wild close to our wedding, but I know how it gets a little testy at times.
Oh yeah.
There towards the end. And I just can't imagine going to her and be like, well, you need to focus on what's within you. You know, like, I don't, it sounds good, but I just don't know if he's the one to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what I worry about.
Perhaps he's close enough to one of her girlfriends that's in the wedding that he can confide in and say, hey, help me with this, you know?
Anybody listening had a problem with somebody in their significant other's wedding party? What do they call that? Whatever it is, you know, like your bridal
party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your bridesmaid, groomsman, whatever. If you ever had like a issue with that, how did you handle it? Who wins that battle? You know, like, mm-hmm. 'Cause I don't know if you get a say in who is, well, I don't know. I've never really thought about that before. I don't know if you get a say in the other person's selection. Mom, what do you think about that?
I generally think that, you know, you would agree on it. That's why I'm a little bit puzzled about why we're talking about this so close to the wedding. Because they would have had to choose them way before 3 weeks.
Right.
So it's interesting that it's coming up now at the 11th hour. Excuse me. Yeah.
Wait, Maggie says she's free.
Okay.
Pull in here. I'm going to call her real quick.
Okay.
And she won't be able to hear you, Mom. Don't forget.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
We're recording right now. How would you feel if John's best man in the wedding was, how do I word this backwards?
Was
the brother of your ex-girlfriend.
Wait, my ex-girlfriend?
His ex-girlfriend. Hang on. So imagine that John's best man is the brother of his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
How would you feel about that?
I wouldn't like it.
Would you say anything? Like, would you tell him he can't do it?
Yeah, I would just say, this is really weird. I mean, I'd be even more be like, why are y'all still best friends?
No, but it's just a brother though. It's not her. Like, she's not going to be there. Like, that girl's not going to be there.
Okay. I guess it's fine. It's a little weird. And I would probably just say, like, this makes me uncomfortable, but I wouldn't say like, no, I can't do it. I'm assuming the best man and the groom are good friends.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you think you get a say in who John gets to pick or to be in his whatever groomsman? Do you think you have a say in that?
No, other than just like, hey, I think, you know, we need to include people that he may have forgotten about.
But like, if he picked somebody you didn't like, do you think you should be able to have a say in that?
I honestly don't. Okay. Like, at the end of the day, this person must be important to him. So I would just not. But at the end of the day, this wedding stuff is all going to be over and it's not going to matter. They will be in pictures, obviously. So I see why there's like some. But I think it should be his decision.
Okay. Well, there she goes.
I'd be crazy way before that, though. I'd be like, why is he still in your life?
Yeah, that's true. Like, that'd have been a second date. That'd have been second date. Maggie'd be all like, what is this? Yeah.
I'm like, well, I can't think about moving forward until you
never talk to that person again.
Really? Yeah. No, but I don't think that they at this point. Okay. Let him be in the wedding is fine.
Okay. There's Maggie. All right. Love you, Maggie.
Love you. Bye.
Well, there you go. If Maggie can let it happen, anyone should be able to let it happen. So
that's my girl.
Bridezilla one level 100 over here. So there we go. 888 Kramer 8. I wonder if anybody listening has ever had an issue with somebody that's going to be in the other person's party. And like, did you get a say in that? Or like, did you, I don't know. I'd be really curious to hear that. That'd be really interesting. So 888 Kramer 8. All right, Mom. Any final words?
I think not. Just find somebody that loves you like your dog.
There you go. All right. Okay. See you tomorrow. Love you.
All right, honey. Love you forever.
I just got back from hot yoga. I took a break in between the first part of the show and the second part of the show. It was so hard today. So hard. And it's the first time that I think this is something I got to work through in therapy starting tomorrow, is I have a complex around bigger guys, like bigger statute guys. So this is the first time that I've been in a yoga class since I've been in Baltimore where the guys have been, there's been any guys, I think maybe one, there was one, but this is the only time, three guys in there. They all are like friggin' sports stars, friggin' football players, just huge guys. And like, they were so good. And I felt so underqualified as a man to be there. Usually if it's the girls, I can keep up, and that's no offense to girls, but like, these guys were like big, like shoulder stands, friggin' head stands, friggin'. I'm over here like, me. I got a spaghetti body. All right. Thank you so much for listening today. Really appreciate you. Thank you for all the kind messages yesterday. So nice of you. You know, it's live, laugh, love your mom. You know, we're definitely living our lives out loud. So, all right. I will see you tomorrow for my dad, Jimmy Mack, on the show on Friday. Bye.
Hey, Kramer, it's your boy Dante from San Diego. I'm calling about Monday's show with Leah about being shallow when dating. We've all been there, but I think you're someone who wants to do better when you know better. That awareness is powerful, but action is transformational. And this is an opportunity for you to level up and align your actions with your thoughts. And I know it's easier said than done, right? You know what you need to change, but your brain is stuck in a feedback loop. But if you want something actionable, try auditing who's showing up on your social media feeds, right? You and Leah mentioned that you have this quote-unquote Instagram girl type, and if those are the only types of people you're interacting with, that becomes your reality in your world, right? Who else can you bring into the fold to normalize the diversity of our society so that looks aren't the first thing your brain goes to when finding a partner? I believe in you, man. Be the change. Love you forever.
Hey, sweetie, it's Pam. I just started listening. I'm in the middle of the podcast, so haven't finished it. But I just want to tell you I loved you, and everything's going to be okay. You just work on yourself. I'm kind of with you, though. I don't want to give my heart away because I don't want it to get broken again. So I don't want to be used on the podcast. I want to be used in your movie. I get tickled when you say that every time. Be nice. I love you, sweetie.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.